Hello.
Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Thank you for asking. So, did you have, because it takes about maybe 10 or 15 minutes for us to set up your account. And then what we'll do is we'll schedule your client interview. It's going to be at a time that's convenient for you guys. The client interview is typically what takes about 30 or 40 minutes. Sometimes it might be a little longer, just depending on how many questions or details you have. But we typically block out an hour for you. Okay. So let me do this. What's the best email for you? And
it's
this is
K.
K.
D E M. S-E-Y. 7-11-13@gmail.com.
And that's T like Tom, right? Or is it P like Paul?
It's Catherine. It will be K Dempsey, D-E-M-P.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. I was putting a T for Dempsey, and I thought, no, I think it might be a P. Okay.
Yeah, T.
Gotcha. And you spell Catherine with a K. Okay.
Right.
All right. What I'm doing right now is I'm going to be sending you over two emails, okay? Now, the first email, it's going to say in the subject part, Google and Facebook marketing, okay? And that was a package for a platinum package that I mentioned to you, which was $249 a month, okay?
Right.
And that's also coming along with the website as well, because I know you guys didn't have the website yet.
Right.
So let me just implement that in there. Now,
so I wanted to ask you, too, about Facebook. You said it was a Facebook page as well, right?
Yes, correct. As long as, I'll tell you how we create the Facebook page, right? So we create it through your personal page. No one's going to see the personal page, okay? But it's how the Facebook pages are created. So this way, you have access to that Facebook page, the business one, okay? So that's included with it as well. And the directory submissions, the voice-activated searches, and also the mobile platform. Okay,
right.
So I entailed everything that's included in that. The second email that's coming from me, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Now, that just gives you an overview of our reporting system, Catherine. So you'll be able to track how many phone calls you're receiving, where they performed the location of the search. You can view your profiles and your keywords. So I just sent you an example of that, okay? And then, now, on this phone number that you and I are speaking on, you can also receive, I know we've been texting, and it's a silly question, but you're still getting those text messages, right, on this phone number. Okay, beautiful. Now, I'm going to be sending you over a series of text messages. So the first one that you'll be receiving is going to have my name with my number and my extension. Now, I am what's considered the lead on the account, Catherine, but I still like you to have my information, you know, just to have for your records, okay? So that'll be the first one coming through. And then the second text, it's going to have the number to our customer service. So you're going to have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account that works here within our company. We don't outsource anything. So anytime that you're your, I believe it's your husband, right, that are, it's your business. So anytime you guys have an update, you have a question or even a concern regarding your account, you would contact our customer service department, and we are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Now, you're 3 hours ahead of us. So for you, we're always here 10 to 7, okay? And then this last text that's going to come through to you right now, it's going to have a link to a YouTube video. Now, the video is about maybe 6 minutes long. I do recommend that when you guys have time, please take a look at the video. So this way, you can get familiar with how you log into your reporting system, and I promise it's nothing complicated, but I do want you both to get familiar with it, okay? Okay. And all three text messages came through to you?
Yes.
Awesome. Now, your first name I have is Catherine, and your last name, is it Dempsey, like the email? Okay. And then the phone number that should be listed for the business, is that going to be the 910-710-4108?
I would do for the business, it's 910-885-6294.
Okay.
That would be Reggie's phone.
Okay. So we're going to put Reggie's number, 910-885-6294. That's going to be the number that we're going to list on Google, and that'll be the number that's going to be listed wherever we're promoting the business. Mm-hmm. What about your – so your phone number is basically the number that we would use when, let's say, we have an update on your account for your client interview. We will contact you at your number, correct?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So let me just notate that.
Yeah, because his phone number should be, you know, listed for jobs and things like that, but mine as far as us taking care of the business stuff.
Okay, not a problem. Perfect. All right. Now, quick question, Catherine. Mm-hmm. So do you want to be the primary contact on your account with us, and we notate Reggie as being able to also make changes to the account in the event you can't call and make a change? Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to notate that on here. And his first name, he goes by Reggie, right?
Yes, Reggie Clark.
Reggie Clark. And then I'm going to put his phone number. So anytime, let's say Reggie calls in to make a change to the account, if you couldn't call in to make a change, they're just going to verify that it's him by his phone number. So they'll ask him, what's your number, Reggie? And then he'll give them his number. Okay? And I've notated that as well. Mm-hmm. Now, the company name, currently you would like it to read as just Carolina Construction. Is that correct?
No. Can we change it? I had to go get another LLC. So Carolina Construction is taken. So it's going to be Superior Carolina Construction.
Superior Carolina Construction. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Google is going to be sending out a PIN code to you, okay? And that PIN code, it'll come in the mail looking like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top, and they'll send it by mail. So what address would you like them to mail it to?
It's 876.
Uh-huh.
Island
mm-hmm.
Grove, G-R-O-V-E, uh-huh. Road,
uh-huh.
Maxton, North Carolina.
And that's 28364 is the zip code?
That's right.
Perfect. And we're going to make sure that the address is hidden, okay, so that it doesn't appear on Google, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, for the billing, Catherine, the card that you'll be using today, is that card in your name? Is it in Reggie's name, the business name? What would
it's
be the name that's
name.
On the card? Okay.
The card it would be used would be mine. It'd be Catherine Dempsey.
Okay. No middle initial. And is it the same billing address as well, Catherine?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Visa. All right. And what's the card number when you're ready?
It's 4000.
Uh-huh.
2224.
Okay.
4945.
Uh-huh.
8969.
Expiration month and year?
It's 1225.
And the CVV code on the back?
950.
I'm also going to put a security question on your account with us. And you have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
The city.
The city. And what city was that, Catherine?
Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Jacksonville. Okay, so I'm going to put Jacksonville. Now, Reggie knows the security question, right?
He will, yeah. He'll know.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do first, before I process your payment, Catherine, I'm going to walk you through. It's a 90-second voice verification that is recorded for your protection, and it's going to outline the service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you, as I mentioned, that we will send in writing with your invoice, okay? And as I'm walking you through it, if there is something, let's say, that you don't understand, please do me a favor and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Catherine, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Superior Carolina Construction, LLC.
Would you like us to include the LLC on that, Catherine? Because I don't have it notated. Do you want me to change it with the LLC included?
Yeah, it needs to be on there.
Okay, so let me go back. So we're going to go ahead and notate it as Superior Carolina Construction, LLC. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Catherine Dempsey, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Catherine, you also authorize your husband, Reggie Clark, to make any changes to the account in the event that you cannot call in to make a change. Is that correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Catherine, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, at times, Catherine, you might get a call from another company trying to offer you another type of online product. Okay.
Yeah.
So just be aware, it is not our company. We are not going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $249 a month. Okay. How you can determine if it's us or not on that call, ask them, what's my security question? And they will hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. Okay. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Oh, explain that to me.
Yeah, what this means, okay, is we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call so that we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Right.
So that's what that means.
Okay.
So going back, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is June 8th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. So this will be a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Catherine, is that your second payment will be charged on July 8th, 2023, in the amount of $249. So this will be a recurring payment. So what that means is that once your term is completed,
Yeah.
Yes. It'll automatically renew each month on the 8th day in the amount of $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting our client support, which is the 877-635-6225 number that I texted you. And you, when you hear the recording, you're just going to press number one. Now, we ask that if you choose to cancel or pause your agreement, we ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not incurring any charges. So, you know, just call 3 days before the 8th, okay?
Right.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So I'm going to go ahead and update the package. Sorry, my Apple Watch keeps talking to me. I'm going to go ahead and update the package, and I'll be processing your payment. And in a couple of minutes, you'll be receiving your receipt, and we'll go over that as well. It's going to be sent to you in an email as well as in a text message, okay? Now, I do want to schedule your client interview, and I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. I'd like to do it today if you have the availability.
Yeah, probably about 4 o'clock if possible.
Perfect, because I do have an appointment available between 4 and 5 o'clock. Will that work for you? So they would call you within that time frame. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when they call you today, and I'm going to send you the calendar invite, they're going to call you from an 877 number. Okay, so I just need you to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour, and they're going to actually call your phone, okay? We will also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, Catherine, just to remind you that it'll be coming up in the next hour, okay? So let me do that. Now, if for some reason, let's say when we call you, you're like in the middle of something and you need perhaps like 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, can you call me right back? And we will give you a call right back, okay? Excuse me. Basically, all they're going to be doing, Catherine, is crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you about the website, the Facebook page. So this is really where I say the magic is going to happen, okay? Now, under your services, okay, that you want to be listed for, I know the obvious is general construction, but what in particular do you want me to notate on here? Like remodels, what would you like me to notate?
Yeah, we could do remodels, we do drywall, finishing, we build decks, we paint houses inside and out, you know, do just big, any kind of big construction job, really.
Okay. And that's, is it for both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Yes.
Okay.
Both.
You do room additions as well?
Framing?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. And then, let's see, I'm putting you, today is Thursday. I can't believe this week is flying by, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, your Facebook page, Catherine, is it just by your first and last name? Is that how I would find you?
No, it's actually Casey, C-A-S-E-Y-D-D-E.
Okay. So, C-A-S-E-Y-D-E?
Mm-hmm.
Just Casey D?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me see if I can find you here. What city do you have yourself based out of? Maxon?
Maxon, North Carolina.
Okay. C-A-S-E-Y, right?
Uh-huh.
And then a space and then D-E. I'm going to just put North Carolina, see if it comes up. Okay. I'll notate it on there. They might have a better way of finding it because it's not seeming to be coming up for me. Okay. Now, let's see here. Okay. So you have an option, and it's you don't have to, but, you know, we're going to be listing Reggie's physical phone number, right?
Right.
If you'd like, we can actually put a tracking number that would be linked to Reggie's phone. And the tracking number actually comes with an app that you download from the App Store. You can track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls. Do you prefer that it just be his number listed there, or are you guys interested in a tracking number?
No, he's fine just listing that number.
Okay, just want to make sure. All right. And typically, so with the Facebook ads, okay, I'm going back to our notes. How you can target as far as 50 miles, right?
Mm-hmm.
How far do you guys want to target? Do you want to target the 50 miles? Are there maybe particular areas?
Yeah, we could actually do the 50 miles. We like to do in Pinehurst, Aberdeen, Wilmington, Jacksonville, Fayetteville.
Okay, let me notate these. I'm going to put, Pinehurst, and where else?
Aberdeen.
Aberdeen, okay.
Yep. We could do Jacksonville, North Carolina, Wilmington.
Wilmington as well. Okay, Jacksonville, Wilmington, uh-huh.
South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Fayetteville.
Fairville, okay.
Fayetteville.
Oh, Fayetteville, got it.
Yeah. Just any really, you know, surrounding around that area, like.
Okay. Perfect. And then, what is your preference when, like, what's your preferred method of contact, like, when we're giving you updates? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages,
yeah,
emails, all three,
phone text? Yeah. Probably all.
All? Okay. And then, what are your hours of operation? Are you, like, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Probably Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Are you like 8 to 5, 8 to 4?
Yeah, I would just put probably 8 to 5.
Okay, perfect.
Monday through Thursday. Do 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday and 8 to 3 on Friday.
Okay. So Monday through Thursday is going to be 8 to 5. Friday and Saturday, you want 8 to 3:30 or just Friday?
Probably just Friday.
Friday, 8 to 3:30, you said? Okay.
Yeah.
And Saturday and Sunday, we'll just keep those not listed.
Right.
Give you some rest, right?
Yeah, we could do it like that.
Okay. And then it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit, Catherine. Are you guys licensed and insured or in the process?
In the process of getting workers' comp. We are licensed. We have the LLC in itself.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to get workers' comp.
Oh, good. That's awesome. I'll just put that in process. Okay. And typically, what are the forms of payments that you accept from your clients? Cash, check, Zelle?
Yeah, pretty much cash, check, Zelle, Cash App.
Venmo or PayPal?
No, just Zelle.
Okay.
I can do Zelle.
Do you want me to notate Cash App?
No, you don't have to.
Okay. So I'll just put cash, check, and Zelle. If at any time, let's say you want to update your payments, let's say you start taking credit cards, right? Just let us know so this way we can update your information, okay?
All right.
All right. And let's see here. So I think I got all of that, and I'm going to notate on here KCDE. Is the personal Facebook. Okay. Now, the next thing I want to go over, I know you've gotten a lot of text messages and emails from us, but what I need you to find is the one that says initial invoice, and it would have came either before or after the welcome one. And it'll start off by saying, Dear Catherine, Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah, got it.
I need you to open that. Okay. And you're going to see when you're reading it, there's a sentence there that'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You'll click on that.
I got you. I'm already signed it.
Okay. Did you click the little box that also says I certify that I'm the authorized holder? Perfect.
I did.
And then when you submit your signature, let me know because you should see it opening up a page asking you to enter username and password. You see that there?
That.
Beautiful. So this is where you go in, Catherine, to track your results with us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the username or password yet because in 5 to 7 days, they're going to send you an email with this link, a username and a password, okay? You could always update the password to a password of your choice if you'd like because we'll generate one for you. Now, also, make sure that if Reggie is going to log into the reporting system that he uses the same username and password because it only allows you to use one, right? And this is why I want you both to watch the video just to kind of get familiar with how you log in there. Like I said, it's really simple. Now, the next thing I want to go over with you, and we're almost done, is our timeline. So today we're going to be calling you between 4 and 5 o'clock, and we will be calling from an 877 number, sending you a reminder an hour before your client interview, okay? Remember, if you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and tell them, can you call me back in 5 minutes, and we will call you right back. Now, I'm glad that we're doing your appointment today because the sooner we get you through it, the quicker we are moving here, okay? So from today, I want you to be on the lookout. Within 6 to 10 days, you're going to get that PIN code in the mail, and it's going to come from Google. Once you get the PIN code, we need that PIN code, okay? And the technician will also go over this with you as well. Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have your Facebook page created. We're going to have you listed in all the directories, and we're going to send you your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. Within 7 to 14 days, your website will be completed, and you can review it in case you have any changes that need to be made before it goes live. And we're also going to have your Facebook ads live, up and running, within 7 to 14 days. Now, what we state, Catherine, in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, it states that the first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. However, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. There have been times I've seen it happen sooner, okay? Now, as these steps are being completed, we will also be sending you notifications, keeping you in the loop, letting you know when you're on the first page, when your Facebook ad is live, when your website's live, when you're listed in the directory. So we're going to keep you aware of the steps that we're completing. Now, for the website, you do have, do you have some pictures of some of your work?
Not, I had to get them, so not right this second, I don't.
Oh, that's okay. But you do have some, right?
Yes.
Okay, the technician will let you know where to send the pictures to. What about a business logo? Do you guys need us to create one for you, or do you have one already?
No, we could probably use one, would be good.
Okay,
we don't have one
we'll make one for you. Not a problem. I just went ahead and notated that on there. Okay, perfect. Now, the last thing, Catherine, is I'm going to be sending you another email and text, okay? This is going to help us get you verified faster, okay, through Google. So we're asking for you to send us a picture, and there's going to be a list of photos that you could send us, okay? It'll say to get your business, to get your Google business profile verified, please, it'll say, to, you know, with the items mentioned below, this will help us get it done quicker. So if you could send us pictures maybe of your tools or your equipment, if you have a work vehicle, send us a picture of the work vehicle with the license plate showing. Send us a picture of your business LLC document, okay? If you have a business card, send us a picture of your business card. So these are just some of the things, you know, if you don't have the business license or insurance yet, don't worry about it. Send us whatever photos you can, okay? Because this will help your verification process to go faster. I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you and Reggie. You guys have made a great choice, and I'm so glad that we are able to assist you guys. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, not right now.
Okay, Catherine, so we will be talking to you today. We're going to call your number between 4 and 5 o'clock, okay? So just be ready. All right. Well, you have yourself a blessed day, and we will talk later on this afternoon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.